we visited the company when we were in Boston a number of years back, and they had ideas as to how they could engage with communities in Ireland to develop their business here in the country. And they followed through on that in terms of engaging with ourselves and with Donegal County Council. We're really excited that they can do something really special here in the county.
Now, this is a collaborative venture. This isn't just a company setting up to manufacture something and work on its own. This is very much a company working with yourselves, working with the council to maximise the potential of Ocean Renewable Energy in this area.
Absolutely. We've seen the work that they've done in the United States and elsewhere, and we believe that this company really has the community at heart in terms of any work that they do, and they've shown numerous examples of how they do that. That's why they were so impressive in terms of their engagement with us, and we felt in the context of Donegal and in the context of making sure that the community was on board with any developments, this was the company that really could do something useful here.
Now, LOIT itself has been offering other courses in terms of renewable energy before this particular initiative was confirmed. Does this position LOIT to become, as it were, a centre of renewable energy and perhaps take on that expertise in a national context?
Well, I suppose in 2011, we set up the Wind Energy Centre in Killybegs with the support of Donegal County Council and the Department of Education and Skills. We've run a programme down there through Springboard over the last number of years, and we've trained up a lot of people who've gone on to work in the industry. We had hoped that that would develop further, and we had engagements with other companies to try and strengthen our position there, and we feel that this development will further develop that and strengthen that position. And we know that Donegal County Council has identified Killybegs as a renewable energy centre, so working with them and working with the community, we hope to continue to develop that capacity.
Finally, there has been an ongoing debate about the campus in Killybegs. Is this perhaps one area in which Killybegs may continue to play a pivotal role in the work of LOIT?
Well, it's always been something that we've been looking at. Our focus in Killybegs has been to build a very strong tourism and culinary area, which we have done. We've increased the student numbers there every year since it became part of Letterkenny IT. We actually have a large number of part-time students on a countryside guiding programme there this year as well. And we did see the possibility of diversifying into renewables areas, something to strengthen our footprint in Killybegs. So we're very confident that we can achieve that.